People will ask me, why is it that doctors don't get it? Why do pediatricians not get it? And I will always say it's because they'll have to do their own forgiveness work. Because they'll walk into their chart room and they'll look across those charts and go, wow, asthma, allergies, eczema, ADD, ADHD, seizure disorder, SIDS, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis.
Diabetes.
Maybe I played a role in that. Maybe that was me. By injecting all of those kids and ignoring the signs and ignoring when the parents would call me and tell me they were crying and saying, oh, that's normal. They're just going to cry. It just hurt. And if they really realized what they were doing to destroy the human race and the DNA of humanity, they would have to stop, drop to their knees and say, God, forgive me. And turn around and do something different. And they would have to do that forgiveness work, which most physicians I don't think are capable of doing.
Climate change, are you serious? You know what, it's actually an interesting topic, and I'll tell you why. If we really gave a shit about climate change, you know what we would do? We would stop filling our baskets and our shelves with garbage that is manufactured in countries with no EPA, no environmentals, countries like China, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Singapore, Sri Lanka, India, all these countries, they are hemorrhaging massive amounts of carbon and carcinogens and all that other shit that's just being pumped into the air. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to take 6% of the world's total land mass, which is America, and we're going to wipe out all of our horrible things we're putting in the air. You can't even use fucking hairspray anymore without having the EPA knock on your door. But in India, you can dump gallons of gasoline into the ocean and they'll celebrate you. In China, you can't even see on some days because the industrial smog is so thick. You know what you want to do if you give a shit about climate change? Don't force me to buy an electric car by cramming high gas prices up my ass. You know what you should do? Stop buying shit from China. Why don't you start with that? Get the fuck out of here.
Let's look at differences between men and women that are explicitly anatomical and physiological. Are men taller than women on average? Does anyone take offense at that fact? Are you irritated?
There's always a standout.
So I would say you could be irritated by it. You could be irritated by the fact that women have to be the ones to gestate and lactate. You could be irritated by a lot of truths. But taking offense is a response that is rejection of reality. So men and women are different on height. They're different on muscle mass. They're different on where fat is deposited on our bodies, right? Our brains are also different. So there.
Security. This is what happens. Oh, did they shut off the volume? Can you hear? Can everybody hear?
He's a piece of shit. That's not okay. Even the women in there have been brainwashed.
Should not listen to fascism. It should not be tolerated in civil society. Nazis are not welcome in civil society.
Fuck the police! Cover the people!
Opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. Bank Santander, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, they're all broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. To add to that problem, you have moral hazard, a very significant moral hazard from the political sphere. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. we have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.